Well, I wish you really well on that October 3rd conference. This is your annual conference, and again, you've been going since 1991. Have you got great plans for the future? Are there places you're going that we should know about and get ready to be part of to help support?
Well, we've got a major initiative we're pushing on the anti-war side is a bill that would require the governor of Wisconsin to review any federal orders for deployment of the Wisconsin National Guard. You may be aware that earlier this year, 3,500 members of the Wisconsin National Guard were deployed to Iraq, and it was the largest Guard deployment since World War II. And there's a growing national movement that's active in 20 states now that's calling on governors and state legislators to challenge that use of the National Guard, that because the war in Iraq is illegal, and for very specific legal reasons, that those federal orders that take our friends and our neighbors and people from our community who are in the Guard and sending them to Iraq is actually a violation of the law, and that it's the duty of the states and state legislators to stand up to that. And we have legislation in the Wisconsin Assembly, which was introduced by Representative Spencer Black, that would require the governor to render a legal opinion on these federal deployments that are being made. And we're actually organizing a lobby day for next Tuesday, September 22nd, bringing people from around the state to talk to legislators about the importance of this bill. And we'll be doing that again in October. And after that, there should be hearings in the Assembly before the Veterans Affairs Committee, and we're hoping to be successful at those hearings and then get that bill passed through the Assembly and through the Senate. If we do that, Wisconsin will be the first state in the country to actually take a legal stand, to change its laws, to give the governor the power to review these federal orders for deployment. And I think that would be a very big step forward in terms of resisting this continuous use of our National Guard for illegitimate purposes.